He connected with source energy because source energy only sees you as well. And in that alignment with source, your illness just could not exist in that vibration. You could say that he just zapped your energy field with his knowing of your wellness, and it was so convincing that for the time of his gaze, you knew it too. We just sort of experienced something like that a minute ago. You knew it too. And when you know wellness instead of illness, it's not easy for a mother to look at her child and do that, because you've been so involved in the nitty-gritty. It's so easy for you to see what is. It's hard for you to see what really is, or what will be, or what's becoming. And so it's actually easier. Jesus said to someone who said, "Oh, thank you, you have healed me." Jesus said, "It is your faith that has made you whole." In other words, you found for a moment an absence of resistance and allowed the desire within you to dominate. That's all wellness is. It's letting yourself be who you would be if you weren't doing that resistant thing you do that doesn't let you be who you be, you see.
Intellectually, I get it. But when I'm practicing that, when my son is really breathing heavy and I'm watching him and I'm holding him to his wellness, it gets worse as I end up in emergency. I mean, how do I?
Well, you're amplifying the struggle. In other words, when someone is sick and some well-meaning person joins them in the belief and expectation of the sickness, it gets more, not less. You have to detach yourself from the details of it until you can feel, until you can begin to believe in the wellness. You see, so you can be of no value to anyone. A doctor who believes in your illness is not going to guide you to wellness. A mother who is so involved in the illness cannot be a catalyst to the wellness. You got to find some way of detaching yourself from it and connect. You want to see this child through the eyes of source. That's the question that we would ask as you're standing in your experience. We would say from your vantage point, "I want to understand this from the perspective of source." And sometimes you just have to talk yourself into it a little bit at a time.
So should I think of different things if I feel that, should I just let go and think of, you know, stories or distract myself?
Let us ask you some questions here. Do you believe that with every asking there is an answering?
Yes.
Do you believe that every problem does have a solution?
Yes.
So do you believe that when your child is sick and uncomfortable, what is the symptom that you are observing?
He has a lot of allergies. So last time we came to the Alaskan cruise with you, we accidentally ended up lost in the casino and they smoke there. So I ended up in the emergency room a few days later. And so the coughing starts a few days later. And so my thinking is, how did I end up being lost in the casino in the first place to expose them to that, which is one thing that I'm questioning.
Well, but here's something else worth asking. If something is really toxic, in other words, if there's something that is really detrimental to someone's experience, why do you think that the evidence of it shows up days later? Why not right then?
The way the disease works is that the body breaks down over time. The respiratory tracts, they kind of swells. So the way I've been explaining it, it sort of manifests.
But the reason that we're asking this, so let's just assume that that story is correct. And so there's an exposure to something and a sort of breaking down. But what about all the good air that he breathed in between? Doesn't that count for anything?
Yes.
So...
Maybe I'm focusing.
Well, we're suggesting that there's something else going on. we're suggesting that there's something else going on. What happened in the casino? Did it go well for you?
I didn't go to the casino. We were coming to the magician show, but we got lost.
So you just sort of wandered into an environment that you believe is detrimental to?
It took us a while to find the theater, and... I don't know what's going on, Abraham, but I feel that I am part of the problem.